Morning Watch, the intrinsic significance of the Book of Judges and the apostasy of Israel and the worshipping of God. Week 6, Monday, related verses. Judges 1, verses 1 through 2. And after the death of Joshua, the children of Israel inquired of Jehovah, saying, "Who will go up first for us against the Canaanites in order to fight against them?" And Jehovah said, "Judah shall go up. I have now given the land into his hand." Isaiah 54, verse 5. For your Maker is your husband, Jehovah of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. Jeremiah 31, verse 32. Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out from the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was their husband, declares Jehovah. Judges 2, verses 11 through 12. And the children of Israel did what was evil in the sight of Jehovah and served the Baals. And they forsook Jehovah, the God of their fathers, who brought them out from the land of Egypt, and they followed after other gods from among the gods of the peoples who surrounded them, and they worshipped them and provoked Jehovah to anger. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 2 through 3. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, for I betroth you to one husband, to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. Revelation 19, verse 7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Revelations 21, verse 2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelations 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come," and let him who is thirsty come, let him who wills the take the water of life freely. Related reading. After the death of Joshua, the children of Israel inquired of Jehovah concerning who would go up for them first against the Canaanites in order to fight against them. Jehovah gave his answer and promise, saying, "Judah shall go up. I have now given the land into his hand." This marvelous picture of oneness with the Lord, of the organic union of God with his people, is a continuation of the oneness in the book of Joshua, when the people of Israel first entered into the good land. If we read the Old Testament according to the full scope of the scriptures, we will realize that at Mount Sinai, God married Israel. In his concept and desire, he wanted to be to Israel as a husband to a wife, and he expected Israel to act as a wife toward him. We need to keep this point in mind as we read the book of Judges. In writing the books of history, Samuel put Judges after Joshua to show us what kind of life Israel lived toward her husband. For some reason, she did not have a heart to be the wife of Jehovah. As a wife, she forgot her husband, left her husband, and acted according to her own desires. Eventually, Israel became a harlot. At the time of Hosea, Israel was a harlot in the eyes of God. Having fallen into the sin of adultery, she did not have a definite husband. In addition to Jehovah as her husband, she had many other men. In the book of Judges, there is a terrible picture of a wife forsaking her husband and not even acknowledging his existence. This is an ugly picture of a harlot, a wife who forsook her husband and went after idols. In the beginning, Israel had a bridal love toward God, but after her marriage, she lost her position as a chaste wife to her husband. She forsook God and went to idols. Every idol was a man, and Israel became full of idols. Jeremiah 11 verse 13 says that according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, the people has set up altars to burn incense to their idols. Ezekiel 16 verse 24 tells us that Israel made an elevation in every open square. In the book of Judges, a particular saying is repeated a number of times. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. But God was the king. According to the principle in the Bible, the husband is the head of the marriage and the head of the family. In creation, God ordained that the man would have this authority. Therefore, he also has the kingship. In typology and in figure, God is the unique man. We all are females because we, the church, are the corporate wife to Christ. Since God is our creator and our Lord, he should also be our king. In the book of 1 Samuel, the children of Israel asked God to appoint a king for them. This was a great offense to God. Even though Israel was a wife to God, she became a harlot. She did not recognize God's kingship, and she did not recognize God as her husband. Therefore, the children of Israel did what was right in their own eyes, and as a result, they became rotten and corrupted. This is what we see in the book of Judges. After the story of Judah and Caleb in 1 verses 1 through 20, Israel's history as recorded in Judges was full of the rottenness and corruption of a harlot. This is the intrinsic significance of the book of Judges. Joshua is the book of Israel's history full of the marvelous victories over the inhabitants of Canaan in the presence of Jehovah. Judges, on the contrary, is the book of Israel's history full of miserable defeats under their enemies and the forsaking of Jehovah.